They're underway and they're dredging as we speak. They're running 24 hours a day, dredging half the day and then unloading the other half of the day. So they're going around the clock, which is pretty neat to see. They have, they've broken up the entire dredge project into areas. And what they're working on now is area one and two. And so they've started on the outer area and working towards shore just because it makes sense in case they run into something that they weren't expecting. Interesting enough, 2 days ago when they were dredging, they came across four or five native piles that are the old, they were probably putting in the 20s and 30s. They were untreated.
Untreated lumber pilings.
Yeah, they were, and they were large. They were 24-inch piles that were bright and shiny. You know, I must have been, I don't know what kind of wood it was. But
they're covered in silt originally, so they're
actually,
no oxygen, I guess.
Yeah, no oxygen in the mud. And so it was really neat to see them pull those out. Not a lot of effort. But what they're concerned about is if they come upon, a number of those and then the barge were to sit down on something like that. So, and looking back, it makes a lot of sense. There were two different floats here in this basin prior to 1957 that they pulled out to make way for the North Harbor that we grew up with. And those were put in with these native piles. And so when they came and took those out, they pulled them out, but I'm sure there were a few that they couldn't pull out or snapped off. And when they did the dredging in 57, they did a suction dredge. And so what they did is they just went along and kind of vacuumed up the floor. And when they came, I'm sure, up to these piles, or they weren't physically removing them. So it makes sense that there are things out there for this dredge that they should be wary of.
When are they scheduled to be done with the dredging?
November 1st is the contract closure date.
Once they're done November 1st, hopefully, is that when the work will start driving pilings for the new harbor?
Yes. Again, I referenced the areas that I spoke of earlier. They've broken up the whole project in areas. So the basin is area one and two. And then they also are working around Icicle, the Icicle plant, and they're also working around the Ocean Beauty plant. Those two docks were originally public facilities. And so prior to statehood, the Corps dredged that to prepare for those docks. And so that's their responsibility in perpetuity to keep those docks accessible to vessels. And so it's a pretty exciting for those facilities to get a real facelift like that.
Meanwhile, while this dredging is going on, your contractor for the harbor itself is in the process of building the floats down in Washington. Is that right?
Yes. The contractor he's sitting here idle with his barge, but a lot is going on behind the scenes. He has the floats being built down in Washington, which will be barged up on a schedule as he needs them for pile driving and putting installation. They'll be sent up and on a pretty dynamic schedule.
Another major project I wanted to just get an update on, the Harbor Board just recently recommended to move forward with the 95%, basically the final plans for the drive down dock. And maybe you can just give people a picture of what we're looking at for that project at this point.
The Harbor Board met with our engineer team, Pradovich, Nottingham, and Dreg out of Juneau's, Dick Somerville, presented our 95% review of the design. We liked it and have forwarded the design to our city assembly and looking for their blessing to go forth and open it for a bid. So they'll finalize the bid paperwork. Hopefully the assembly will sign off on it, and we can go to bid here in about a month, which is pretty exciting. We've been working on this for 20 years. We have $10.8 million towards this project.
It includes the demolition of the old fuel dock and
trestle. And all of that. So we'll demo that first, and then they'll come in and we will actually put in a new bulkhead, which is 1.3 acres of fill to get us out to deep water. And then after that, then will come the drive down float itself and the trestle and transfer bridge.
So it will be a completely usable facility, just won't have utilities.
Exactly. Without the utilities. We'll stub the utilities at the top, which include water and power. And then later on, as we can afford it, we will add those things down on the dock.
So work actually would begin this summer on the project?
You know, it could work, could actually begin as early as January. If we, you know, the schedule kind of reads that you would go out to bid for about a month, and then you would have a couple weeks to name the contractor and get the bid settled, and then turn them loose. You know, permits have been all acquired. We've got our mitigation in place. And so once we, you know, get a contractor on board, then we're good to go.